What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice, 97.3.
All morning.
Cut. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Guess what time it is? It's Harry Styles o'clock. Woo! We're sending you. We want to anyway. You have to participate to do this. We want to send you to New York City, where you will see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden.
That sounds right. So fun.
It's an amazing prize. We're doing this all next week, too, so there are a lot of chances for you to get in on this. Right now, though, if you want to enter this hour, you need to take the word BEST, B-E-S-T, to RadioAlice.com and enter it in there for your chance to win a pair of sold-out tickets for Harry Styles October 3rd at Madison Square Garden and round-trip airfare and a two-night hotel stay for you and your guest. Take the word BEST to RadioAlice.com. And then listen again at 12. Mason's got another code word for you. And it's Jane with one more at 5:05. Lots of chances to win. This hour's code word is BEST. And all of this is a huge thanks to Columbia Records.
Thanks, Columbia.
800-400-3697. That's the phone number. I get it. You're just going to text us. And that's where you do it, too. Email us anytime. sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. Let's start with Shakira's in town. She's at the SAP Center tonight and tomorrow night.
How's she doing?
Well, her hips don't lie. People like that about her. So I'm going to say she's doing great. So pretty.
She is pretty.
Mm-hmm. I don't see any watch parties on here, but I'm sure that that's going on as well.
What was the story? How did she find out her husband was cheating on her? Like someone ate her something that only she eats in her fridge. And she was like, my husband does not eat this.
Nobody else eats this. No one likes this. This is mine. Everyone knows not to eat it. It was like jelly, some kind of jelly or some kind of preserve.
Strawberry jam.
Oh. Yeah.
Foiled by the strawberry jam. The girl that was coming over
going on here.
And hanging out with her husband ate her strawberry jam and she knew.
I got some bad news.
What?
She confirmed that story is not real.
Oh.
Lying liar who lies.
I don't like it.
Well, how'd she find out?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No, it doesn't,
you know. Who has Shakira and cheats on her?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean.
I get it, humans.
I actually read a story this morning, and I didn't get through the whole thing, so I might, you know, very well be wrong. Who's the really hot Emily Krakowski?
Emily Ratajkowski.
That girl.
Emrata.
I'm like,
yes, her. She's talking about
Emrata.
How even she, who thought she was going to, like the first part of the story was she didn't sleep around a lot before she got married because she wanted to remain like valuable saw that as something. She wasn't a virgin, but you know, she was careful. Anyway, now that she has a kid and was married, she was like, the worst thing in the world would be a single mom, but their marriage suffered greatly due to the child and the sex life suffered greatly due to the child. And it was one of those things where she's ended up divorced and the story headline was, you know, what happens to a married couple's sex life and how it changes so very much after a kid. And she was like, yeah, it happened to me too.
I'm sure she didn't believe it would.
Sexiest woman in the world.
We all think that somehow our sex drive will survive the intense tiredness, the exhaustion, the whole new job, the state of your body.
And I think that despite being thoughtful in advance of having children, you can't put yourself there. There's no way to do that. You have no frame of reference.
People do say, everyone told me.
Yeah, no, that's it. I mean,
and
you hear
thought,
it, you don't know.
That won't happen to us.
Right.
The Shakira story is kind of good, though. She found out about her partner's infidelity through the media while her father was in intensive care following a severe fall.
Oh, my God.
So that's
What, no, they found, they saw him with some other girl and printed pictures?
I guess so. And she was, you know, at her father's bedside. And
her life just fell apart outside this room. It's falling apart inside this room and it's falling apart outside this room. Yikes. All right, first story. Olivia Rodrigo.
Rules.
Yeah. Well, this is a concert trend that I guess no one except her wants to talk about. I knew these people. Even back in the olden days.
Who are these people?
The people who wear diapers to concerts and festivals, even though back in the olden days, they weren't nearly the slim-lined garments that they are now.
What in the hell are you talking about?
You just
about?
Wear a diaper, and then you don't have to get out of your spot that you've carved out for yourself.
Are you telling me Village wears a diaper
Village
to concerts?
Village told me he has worn a diaper to concerts. And so I heard about that years ago. And I thought to myself, ugh. But then you'd ponder it for a while. You're like, listen, if it's a choice between having a diaper on and going into that hellhole and leaving your spot, like a lot of times people want to be right up at the front of the stage. They don't want to miss a minute of Taylor or whoever, Olivia Rodrigo, as it turns out. And so people don't talk about this, but Olivia's talking about it. Fans wearing diapers and specifically to keep their spot in the front row. I want to be at the front. I want to look up at her and enjoy her while there's a mess going on in my pants.
Being on rail, they call it.
I'm sorry. You know about this.
When you're in the very front, you're on rail.
So they don't want to give that up. And they know if they leave to go to the bathroom, they're giving that up.
When the festival grounds open, people will sprint straight to the rail for whatever stage Olivia Rodrigo, Harry Styles, Billie Eilish will be playing.
The person they're not going to miss. And even though they're not coming on for 12 hours, this is where I am parking myself. And
even though the popular opinion of donning a diaper is... People are doing this.
You know, when I was deep in my festival phase a few years ago,
this will be good.
I said we should normalize adult diapers because, especially for someone with a tiny bladder like me, it's so annoying to have to leave and use the restroom and come back.
So you've done this.
I haven't camped out at a rail before, but even just, you know, wanting to stay at one stage for a couple of artists in a row, it's so far away. The lines for porta potties. And their porta potties, it's not like a glamorous bathroom experience, even if you do go. The lines are long. So I've tried to start a campaign. I didn't get anyone on board, so I didn't do it.
You didn't do it alone. You didn't say, forget you guys, I'm going to do this.
No.
Oh.
Well, you don't want to be the only one who smells like pee.
Absolutely not.
Well, here's the thing.
What's the
thing? If you wind up in adult diapers, lots of people wind up in adult diapers as they age, right? So there you are.
That's one thing.
You know, I am thinking at that point in my life, hopefully I'm trying to make it to the bathroom, but I've got an insurance policy wrapped around my butt cheeks just in case. Wearing a diaper all day long sounds to a concert where I'm specifically having to go, okay, I'm going to let it go now. And now I'm in the middle of something. Don't talk to me. Like, and going on. Because if that happened, I'd be like, well, now I need to immediately change this. That my diaper needs changing.
Well, not if you got Huggies or, you know, name brand.
Well, so I will say this.
You don't change your diaper on the rail, do you?
No, I don't think you could.
Well, you could if you were wearing a dress. You could just drop it, crush it down into the ground, pull another one out of your bag.
Yeah, but you're still...
I'm with you.
I'm
with you.
You know what's funny is as you were talking about what you just said, there are times, like you may have heard people pee in their wetsuits to stay warm. That's not really true. You could get out of the water, pull your suit down, it would take forever, and you're trying to, you know, enjoy your surf. So I will go number one in my wetsuit, but often I do have to slide off the side of my board, hang over the rail. I don't want that anything sort of, because you're sitting on your board.
Yes.
And it's hard to go when you're kind of like in this weird position.
You're not chewing.
No.
Okay.
What?
I'm just making sure. I'm like, why would sitting be a thing? But there, we have a complex as humans. We're taught early in life we don't just pee wherever we want to, and so we develop a complex, and that's have to actually overcome that in order to pee outside of the normal place.
I hang over the side of my board and will look away. And if I'm doing that, that means don't paddle by and say hello. I'm in the middle of my thing, and
I'm
you see it in the water all the time. Dudes hanging off their board. No, not poo.
I don't know. No, so you're saying poops. Everybody gets off the side, they can't just stand there and just let it go?
Well, there may be people who just sit on their board and go, but I'm saying I often see people hang off the side. It's just a way to release the pressure, and that allows you to clear yourself.
I see.
Hopefully all the way so you don't have to do it again. But it's a thing. You would know if someone was going, like, remember when you were your little kids? You'd look over and your kid would be like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Turn away.
Riley used to actually go to another room and kind of like stand beside like an end table, and you'd be like, Where's Riley? Turn around, look at him. He'd be like, no. His face is like purple. I'm like, oh, okay. Let me just give you your private.
No.
I wish I had video of that, because, man, I think about it all the time, like how cute he is. He has big blue eyes and they looked almost purple. And his face is beet red. I'm like, oh, no. Okay. So anyways, back to the story.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even gotten to the story yet. We clearly have feelings on this. This is the concert trend no one wants to talk about. Fans wearing diapers in order to keep their spot on the rail. Do I have that right? Not only is it gross for the people around them and for them, but even the performers on stage can smell it. Olivia Rodrigo says, I've been to certain concerts and certain festivals where people wear diapers. They can be in the front row of the show. And that's been an experience as a performer that I have smelled. Ugh. She did not specifically say pee or poo. It doesn't really matter either way.
It does matter.
Disgusting.
One is worse than the other.
Well, obviously, one's
terrible.
Twice as bad.
They are terrible. I am against this. Go to the bathroom.
I can't leave my spot on the
rail. No, you can.
Nope,
you need
I can't
to
do it.
Just your friends are there.
I
You'll
have
just
a diaper on. It'll be fine.
You will work your way back there with no problem, and then there's no smell attached to you.
Somebody's gonna. It's gonna.
Would
take
you
too
do
long.
That?
No.
Is there a show that you would go to where you would say to yourself, "Diaper"?
No, and I don't want to be up on the rail. I like to, especially at a big festival. They've always got the big screens. Like, I'm perfectly happy to be sort of in the fringe. And watch the people on the screen. Okay, I want to squeeze in this last story. Bunny XO.
Oh, the divorce.
She posted a new podcast episode about her and Jelly Roll's divorce. She said...
Jelly Roll!
She said they had a big argument on Mother's Day that ended with her packing her bags and telling him to file. She didn't disclose what the fight was about. People fight. She says, it's not mutual, the divorce. She says, even though I told him to file the divorce papers, I was speaking out of anger and just frustration. She also mentioned they are still pursuing having a baby together. We're just going to raise little Nugget as one big happy family. And that Jelly started dating already. She revealed that as well. And she's just going to focus on herself. So if you're interested in him, she says, don't be scared. Shoot your mother shot. I will be the ex-wife, okay? And we'll have a great time. He's dating. And she wants to meet you if you're dating him. Is she just well-adjusted or is she just in denial?
I think it's the opposite of well-adjusted.
Yeah, I think this is a mess. And she's unfortunately got a mic in her face at a time when she's...
Probably should be...
zipping it.
Yes.
But, you know, there are people who, like, I would say, don't have a kid. If they didn't ask me. But if they did, I would say, don't have a child together. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's not the right...
We're breaking up.
Yeah, you guys are... And he's...
Go your own ways.
He's known in a way he won't be around.
Right.
And that's if he's lucky. Because he wants to keep, I'm sure, the music career going.
If she is... she's in her 40s, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if she really wants to have a baby and is asking him to still participate in this. Knowing that he's...
In a donation kind of way?
Well, Yeah, and I'm sure she's seen him parent his own kids, and, you know, it seems like they have a good relationship, and, you know, these two have been together for a long time, and she's like, I sort of always envisioned you as the father. Like, I wonder if that's the...
Maybe. Mm. That might be it.
He's done with her, and she doesn't want to move on. That's what's happening.
I know.
And I did see that his daughter, his grown daughter, was talking about how, I can't believe people are so invested in my dad's relationship. You people should get lives. And I thought, they put that out front in front of everybody.
That's why we're interested, because it's been on full display
for
years. That
was my point earlier in the conversations when this came up, which was they brought everybody in and now they're mad and don't want anyone to watch. Well, sorry.
Right.
You put yourselves on display.
You are sleeping in the bed you've made.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
Disneyland, colleges, and more after these.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. You want it all in one place? Live streams, podcasts, and goodies all await you at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bob's Movie Club. 6 a.m. next Thursday. Join us for Bob's Movie Club. This week, the movie is one of Vinny's favorites. Get Shorty. Check out Get Shorty.
Yeah.
On.
Woo-hoo! Get Shorty.
For all of you out there listening, I gave her a lot of options. This is the one she chose.
Because it was the only one she'd never heard of.
Well, you said, this is my all-time favorite one. Please pick this one.
Oh.
So,
well,
that's
that makes it, you know, that's very...
I mean, what day doesn't go by that Vinny doesn't drop a line from Get Shorty?
I mean, it's so true.
It's like constantly.
Yeah.
Like,
it's an iconic film.
All right, we get it. Danny DeVito was funny. We got it.
I can't believe I haven't seen this yet, so I really got to educate myself.
You can check out Get Shorty on Prime or Tubi and join the discussion for Bob's Movie Club at 6 a.m. next Thursday. Thanks, guys. You're the best.
You got it, man.
She just horse clicked me and saluted at the same time. They taught her that at Johnson and Wales.
They didn't teach it to me there.
What are you talking about? You didn't learn that at horse college?
No.
You already knew how to go.
They actually try to get that out of you. When you ride dressage, you're not supposed to make any noise. There should be no verbal signals to the horse.
So they're like, no, we only speak to junky, cheap-ass horses with the... These horses that do dressage prefer to work in silence.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Horse college is kind of gnarly. That doesn't sound that fun. Like, you know, that
seems like... It was fun. It's a discipline.
All right. Toy Story 5 comes out this weekend, everyone, and hopefully if you go to see it, you get a seat and can enjoy it. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. The U.S. Open is this week, and our cousin is in the senior division. Look for Tucker, not Carlson.
You got this. Come on.
Tucker.
Come on.
I don't got it. Zamboni.
So close. S.
Starts with an S. That's true.
Sampson!
Tucker Sampson. Oh, boy. Yeah. I think it starts the first.
What?
The first.
The first of what?
Of July. It starts this week. He's going to go early to play the course a few times.
Oh, I thought it was this week. The U.S. Open is this weekend.
Yeah, this isn't the U.S. Open. This is the Senior Open.
Well, sorry. Yeah,
it's okay. I didn't know either, but I was like, it isn't this weekend. Yeah.
Oh.
Is the U.S. Open just open to everyone, all ages?
No, you got to be, well, yeah.
Is it pro? It's not.
You
got to
be good.
Okay.
Really good.
You got to qualify. There's qualifiers all over the country. So a normal golfer can get into a qualifier. They win the qualifier. They're in the U.S. Open.
But the fact that your cousin made it in even to a senior tour event is that's legit.
It turns out it is legit.
A lot of people who golf. There are pros that working at specific clubs that couldn't make that tour. They teach. And they couldn't make what your cousin did.
I'm excited for him.
Yeah. I mean, it starts at 50. Like, that's not that old.
Oh.
You think senior tour, you think.
Yeah,
you know.
I know. I was surprised. I was thinking 65-year-old seniors. You know, we're not there yet.
In the World Cup, USA takes on Australia at noon today. And at Levi's tonight, 8 o'clock, Turkey versus Paraguay. I imagine a lot of people will be out for that.
Yeah.
Have fun. Okay, let me do a couple stories for you. This isn't funny as much as it's devastating is the title.
Oh.
A woman found an 03 Disneyland annual pass flyer, and the prices are making people feel physically sick.
Oh, as in, you can't believe how much more expensive it is now.
The annual pass was $225 in 03.
An annual pass. If you live in the Anaheim area, you would buy yourself a season pass, an annual pass, and it would cost you $225 for the whole year.
The closest equivalent today costs $1,899.
What?
They call that a 744% increase. Now, I'll say, in Disney's defense, they've since purchased just about every franchise that they can bring into the fold. Bluey is now Disney.
Yeah.
I think even Bart, like all that 20th century stuff, aren't the Simpsons part of the...
I don't know, but Star Wars definitely
Star Wars is another party-ish. And then all of the Marvel stuff is now part of Disney. So they've made these gigantic franchise purchases, including Star Wars, which that's...
I think it's the whole Disney Pixar thing. Did they change up Nemo's ride, the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea or whatever it was, and now it's a Finding Nemo thing?
I think so, yes. Oh, I haven't been in a bit. But
yeah, definitely. I've ridden it.
Because I think that was one of the first things they changed. They did like a Bugs Land, a Bugs Life Land,
yes,
and all
that.
So those were definitely early days.
That's gone
Pixar.
Now.
Oh.
Now it's Avengers Land there.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Oh. Which that's a big franchise for them. Mm. What I was reading about one time was that at Disneyland, when they were building like this Star Wars land, the big conversation was, well, we just bought the franchise. Do we want to lock ourselves into the history of Star Wars, or do we want to try and look forward to all the new things we're going to do?
Right.
And they didn't lock into the original franchise like they should have, according to what
visitors.
They're saying now. They're saying, we really should have locked onto the things.
They did some stuff though, right? Didn't they? Isn't the Millennium Falcon there?
Yeah, the Millennium Falcon there, but the big ride, which I'm forgetting, which is always broken. It's more of a newer kind of thing. It's you ride a cart through this place. It's really cool.
They actually name checked the executive who said, "You got to really, let's build the park around the future because you're going to be making movies." And then they said that person blew it. What everyone knows and loves is Han Solo and Carrie Fisher and Luke. And
the only reason we even get eyeballs on these other properties is because of the groundwork that was laid by the classic characters.
That's like crazy that you would be in that, like, well, we've got to figure out how to do this. And they just got it wrong.
Yeah. But the big ride is Rise of the Resistance. And you're trying to get to Kylo Ren is chasing you around. So it's,
I barely know who Kylo Ren is, even though it's Adam
a great
Driver,
ride
right?
though.
Oh, you like the ride.
I love that ride. It's great. It's just hard to get on. And it's always broken. The Simpsons, you're right. Are Disney.
I wonder if they're doing anything with them at the park.
It's just, they've spent a real fortune to get all
the
stuff.
Well, they have a real fortune because they're charging $1,800 a year for locals to go to the park. Would and there's probably blackout dates.
A couple local universities have made the best global universities list for 2026-27.
Berkeley on there?
Berkeley is on there. And so is Johns Hopkins Horse College.
That's actually not where I went. I went to Johnson and Wales.
Oh,
totally
sorry.
Different. Doesn't make any list of the
Johnson
best colleges.
Johnson and Wales isn't on this list.
Yeah.
Turns
Johns
out.
Hopkins is, I think, a medical school, isn't it?
In your defense.
Thank you. Defend me immediately.
MiraCosta College is not on the list either.
Oh, all right. Fantastic.
UCLA makes the list at 11. Let's see here. Yale at 8. University of California, Berkeley at 7.
Mm. Beat out Yale. That's nice.
University of Cambridge at 5. Oxford at 4. Stanford at 3.
Ooh.
MIT at number 2. And what is the number one college for 26-27?
Harvard.
Harvard. Number one.
Mm. Congratulations, Boston, MIT, and Harvard.
Yeah, they're both right there, right?
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see here. Oh, our text number is 800-400.
That's my boy. I love that guy. Keep talking, mister. I hear your mellifluous voice. I got a fun game for you today after we do the text.
I won't be a hero. From the 206. In 2006, when we lived near Disneyland, you could get a Costco yearly pass for your kids for $99.
Oh, man. Those days are long gone.
Well, they expanded their reach considerably.
And speaking of diapers, 408, if Bob was wearing a diaper, she would never have dropped her phone in the porta potty toilet at the festival she was at.
And had to go in and get it. She went and got it.
Maybe I worry too much about what people, I don't think I worry about what people think of me, but I would absolutely, if I were in public at a concert, and I would be thinking the whole time, I don't want anyone I know to see me wearing a diaper. And I'm
you're not, you realize you're not only wearing a diaper. It's not just like you with like a cool shirt and a diaper.
Tommy Picklesing it.
I just don't think that it's a, I'm not.
Is that
what
a
if I met
thing?
Some lady yeah. and she's like, hey, how you doing? And I'd be like,
well, I'm all diapered up. So I'm doing great.
Please try not to notice that I smell like number one. Mm-hmm. I was trying. Never mind. Let's not talk about it.
You know,
I'm going to leave.
Some you're hot like enough. It. Doesn't
yeah,
matter.
It doesn't. Oh, he smells like pee, but so hot.
And confidence is key, too. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm rocking a diaper. What? Bob, you come into this game with 1 point. I can't remember what you won for.
How many do I have?
None.
Oh!
She actually got 2 points this morning, but I don't remember what she got either point for. Doesn't matter. She gets a point.
Wait, why are you taking one away, then?
You don't start with two. You did the best, so you get a point.
Remember that new rule?
I don't know all the rules. I can't keep track of the rules.
I don't think there are
rules. Today I'm feeling like she answered a couple questions that I can't remember. I'm giving her a point. This I'm going to play. I saw the lineup for Shark Week this morning, and I went,
what are you doing?
What do you mean? Oh, because you don't. Don't worry. You'll love this.
Love it.
I was actually, I laughed out loud at a couple of these names of actual shows. So I'm like, well, obviously we got to do a real or fake here.
What are you doing?
And we're playing Shark Week, real or fake. Are these actual shows on this year's Shark Week? CSI, Chomp Scene Investigation. Is that real or fake? Vinny, you're first.
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
It is fake.
Oh. I love this, by the way.
You shouldn't love this.
Well, the fact that you told me you loved it yesterday is why I'm doing it today. So you guys can blame our Bobby. How about this show coming up on Shark Week? K-pop Shark Heroes. Maddie?
No.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes is the correct answer. K-pop Shark Heroes is real.
What the heck would that be about? Is it just the Sharks to K-pop music?
Maybe. I don't know. You'll have to watch it. It's a real show. How about Finfluencers? Real or fake, Bobby?
Fake.
Real.
Real.
That's a fake. The current score is Bob with 4, Vinny with 2, Maddie with 0. Bull Shark Dinner Bell. Real or fake?
Real.
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 That is real. Good one. Everybody gets a point. Expedition X, Atomic Sharks. I didn't say that well. Expedition X, Atomic Sharks. Real or fake?
Real.
Real.
This music's going to be in my head all day.
Real or fake, Vinny?
A fake.
Sorry, it's real. Air Jaws, Red, White, and Breach.
Oh, yeah.
You say yes to that?
Yeah.
The breaching shark is just a... It's a terrible sight.
Air Jaws, Red, White, and Breach.
Real.
It's real.
It is real.
They breach.
Love Island, Shark Infested Waters.
Fake.
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 That is a fake. Fin and Tonic.
Real.
Fake.
Fake.
Fake is the correct answer.
I have a perfect score, guys.
Have you gotten every single one of them
yes.
right?
Well, way to jinx it.
That's okay. I just wanted to make sure it got noted. Not that I care.
Yeah, you don't care.
The current score is 9-5-5.
Can I just, you know, she's so happy right now.
I know. She doesn't care.
I like to see her happy. Perfect. I love this. It's a pure smile on her face.
How to Train a Great White. Is that a real show coming up on Shark Week or not?
Jesus Christ.
How to Train a Great White.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Naked and Afraid of Sharks. Naked and Afraid of Sharks.
Fake. It's a family show.
Fake.
I'll say true.
It's fake.
Oh.
Sorry, no point for you.
Okay, we're good.
No, a couple more. Chum Island, Catching a Killer.
Yes.
Real.
Real.
That is real. Oh, that's a good one, you guys. And My Strange Shark Addiction.
Oh.
Oh, this is tough. Let's see what Bobby does. Can she close out the shark trivia game with a perfect score?
Can she?
What station is Shark Week on?
Discovery Network.
Discovery, yeah.
Fake.
Real.
Real.
It's real.
Ah!
But she did still kick your asses by a score of 12-8-7. It's Bob all the way, people.
All right, Bob.
What's my name? My name is Bob.
Yeah, right.
Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. We get your chance to win tickets to Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden at 12:05 and 5:05 with Mason and Jane. Monday, we'll be joined by our friend Scott Capurro, who wants to pimp some show he's going to be on. He better be funny, too, because he's not joining one of our games.
Let's never play that game again.
Oh, stop. That's a fun game.
That wasn't that fun.
It's pretty fun, though. Okay. I mean...
So that's a no.
I guess it's a perspective thing. That's it for this year. Unless I get another really good game prompt.
Okay, great. Super.
All right. Have a good weekend. Happy Father's Day, Vinny.
Thank you.
And we'll see you back here on Monday.
Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.